down another vial of metals, her last, to restore her steel as she hydroplaned across the wet ground. Ferrochemical charges run out, she told herself. Even allomancers make mistakes. I can win. Yet she wavered, breathing heavily as she came to a rest, one hand to the ground, up to the wrist in cold rainwater. Kelsier had struggled fighting one Inquisitor. What was she doing fighting 13? Sodden-robed figures landed around her. Vin kicked, slamming a foot into an Inquisitor chest, then pulled herself off to spin away from another one. She rolled across the slick cobblestones, an obsidian axe nearly taking off her head as she came up and kicked two pewter-enhanced feet at the knees of an opponent. Bones crunched. The Inquisitor screamed and fell. Vin pushed herself to her feet with one hand, then pulled on the spires up above, throwing herself up about 10 feet to dodge the multitude of swings that came after her. She landed back on the ground, grabbing the handle of the fallen Inquisitor's axe. She swung it up, spraying water, her skin stained with wet ash as she blocked a blow.
You cannot fight, Vin, Ruin said. Each blow only helps me. I am Ruin.
She screamed, throwing herself forward in a reckless attack, shouldering aside one Inquisitor, then slamming her axe into the side of another. They growled and swung, but she stayed a step ahead, barely dodging their attacks. The one she had knocked down stood back up, his knees healed. He was smiling. A blow she didn't see took her in the shoulder, throwing her forward. She felt warm blood running down her back, but pewter deadened the pain. She threw herself to the side, regaining her feet, clutching her axe. The Inquisitors stalked forward. Marsh watched quietly, rain dripping down his face, spikes protruding from his body like spires of Creedickshaw. He did not join the fight. Vin growled, then pulled herself into the sky again. She shot ahead of her foes and bounded from spire to spire, using their metal as anchors. The 12 Inquisitors followed like a flock of ravens, leaping between spires, robes flapping, taking different paths than she. She lurched through the mists, which continued to spin around her in defiance of the rain. An Inquisitor landed against the spires she was aiming for. She yelled, swinging her axe in an overhand blow as she landed, but he pushed off, dodging her swing, then pulled himself right back. She kicked at his feet, sending both herself and her opponent sprawling into the air. Then she grabbed his robe as they fell. He looked up, teeth clenched in a smile, knocking her axe out of her hand with an inhumanly strong hand. His body began to swell, gaining the unnatural bulk of a ferrochemist tapping strength. He laughed at Vin, grabbing her neck. He didn't even notice as Vin pulled them both slightly to the side as they fell through the air. They hit one of the lower spires, the metal piercing the surprised Inquisitor's chest. Vin wrenched herself to the side, out of the way, but hung on to his head, her weight pulling him down the spire. She didn't look as the spire ripped through his body, but when she hit the ground below, she was holding only a head. A disembodied spike splashed into an ashen puddle beside her, and she dropped the dead creature's head beside it. Marsh screamed in anger. 4 more Inquisitors landed around her. Vin kicked at one, but it moved with ferrochemical speed, catching her foot. Another grabbed her by the arm and wrenched her to the side. She cried out, kicking her way free, but a third one grabbed her, his grip enhanced by both allomantic and ferrochemical strength. The other 3 followed, holding her with claw-like fingers. Taking a deep breath, Vin extinguished her tin, then burned duralumin, steel, and pewter. She pushed outward with a sudden wave of power. Inquisitors were thrown back by their spikes. They sprawled, falling to the ground, cursing. Vin hit the cobblestones. Suddenly the pain in her back and her throat seemed impossibly strong. She flared tin to clear her mind, but still stumbled woozily as she climbed to her feet. She'd used up all of her pewter in that one burst. She moved to run and found a figure standing in front of her. Marsh was silent, though another wave of lightning lit the mists. Her pewter was gone. She was bleeding from a wound that probably would have killed anyone else. She was desperate.
Okay, now,
she thought as Marsh slapped her. The blow threw her to the ground. Nothing happened.
Come on,
Vin thought, trying to draw upon the mists. Terror twisted within her as Marsh loomed, a black figure in the night.
Please.
Each time the mists had helped her, they had done so when she was most desperate. This was her plan, weak though it seemed. To put herself in more trouble than she'd ever been in before, then count on the mists to help her, as they had twice before. Marsh knelt over her. Images flashed like bursts of lightning through her tired mind. Cayman raising a meaty hand to beat her, rain falling on her as she huddled in a dark corner, her side aching from a deep gash. Zane turning toward her as they stood at the top of Keep Hasting, one of his hands dripping a slow stream of blood. Vin tried to scramble away across the slick, cold cobblestones, but her body wasn't working right. She could barely crawl. Marsh slammed a fist down on her leg, shattering the bone, and she cried out in shocked, icy pain. No pewter tempered the blow. She tried to pull herself up to grab one of Marsh's spikes, but he snatched her leg, the broken one, and her own effort just made her scream in agony.
"Now," Ruin said in his kindly voice, "we will begin. Where is the atium, Vin? What do you know of it?"
"Please," Vin whispered, reaching toward the mists. "Please, please, please."
Yet they remained aloof. Once they had swirled playfully around her body, but now they pulled back instead, just as they'd done for the entire last year. She was crying, reaching for them, but they puffed away, shunning her like a victim of the plague. It was the same way the mists treated the Inquisitors. The creatures rose, surrounding her, silhouettes in the dark night. Marsh yanked her back to him, then reached for her arm. She heard her bones snap before she felt the pain. It came, however, and she screamed. It had been a long time since she'd known torture. The streets had not been kind, but during the last few years, she'd been able to repress most of those experiences. She'd become a Mistborn, powerful, protected.
"Not this time," she realized through the haze of agony. "Sazed won't come for me this time. Kelsier won't save me. Even the mists have abandoned me. I'm alone."
Her teeth began to chatter, and Marsh raised her other arm. He looked down at her with spiked eyes, expression unreadable, then snapped the bone. Vin screamed, more from the terror than the pain. Marsh watched her scream, listening to its sweetness. He smiled, then reached down for her unbroken leg. If only Ruin weren't holding him back, then he could kill her. He strained against his bonds, lusting to do her more harm.
"No."